don't have many answers.
Yeah, that was disheartening, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you go down, we came out flat, and you go down 12 seconds into the game, they score one, and then shortly thereafter, and then they just kept coming for them, and we didn't respond.
We talked about their speed in the pregame show. I guess it's a combination of things, though, not just their speed.
Yeah, they move the puck well. They support each other well. They race and they battle for pucks. We didn't battle for a puck tonight. We let them certain situations where there was a 50-50 puck, our guys backed off. Like almost like we were scared to be out there, honestly, without lack of better wording. We looked like we played scared sometimes.
Yeah, I actually said the same word. It doesn't get any easier now with Calumet. They do a lot of the same things that Marquette does, and in some cases, better.
Yeah, they're fast, they're skilled, they're good on special teams. So, we can't afford to take penalties. We can't afford to turn the puck over the way we did tonight. We haven't been keeping track of turnovers. I kept track tonight. And there was way too many turnovers. We had 25 turnovers in the defensive zone in the first two periods. And
well, one of them 12 seconds into the game ended up in our net.
Right, and that stuff can't happen, and it shouldn't. I understand guys make mistakes, but those type of things shouldn't be happening middle of January. We've been going at this, for 2.5 months straight now, and guys know better, and I don't know if it was a mental thing or not being prepared or what the story was, but we need to fix that, and we need to collectively as a group, coaching staff and players need to figure this thing out.
Yeah, never gave Trevor a chance, boy, right 12 seconds into the game. Maybe one of the goals he'd like to have back, certainly at the beginning there, but boy, he got stronger as the game went on. Made it out. A couple outstanding saves in that third period, man.
Yeah, he did. And, especially they had two power plays in the third, and we were able to kill those off, and he made some big saves, and they put a lot of pressure on us. So, we hung him out to dry a few times, unfortunately. So nothing on him. But we need to get better as a group and make smarter, more simple plays and support each other all over the ice.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll talk with you Tuesday night when the Copper Kings come to town.
All right. Sounds good, Jack.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Matt Hughes.